Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Dungeons & Junkies presents a Halloween special.
Right, Matt, you ready?
I'm ready when you go.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Yeah, what's up, dude? I'm Matt on that next thing, but not Carrie.
You've got
it,
I'll be ready.
Chris, while you're in there, can you grab my hat? I'm playing Reed. What hat do you think I want?
You do realize that bit's staying in, Matt.
Get my hat. I'm getting Reed. You mean the red hat?
I'm Alex. I'm Alex.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Kerry.
Guys, welcome back to Dungeons and Junkies. Now, as told by the D&D lore, it is mandatory that we have to do a Halloween session, ignoring the fact it's the middle of September. But let's start. So before we continue, we'll go around the table and just hear who everyone is playing. We will start with our guest this evening, Chris.
Hello, I'm Chris, and I will be playing the Aladdin Paladin, Alec.
Hopefully I won't get that confused with myself, because I have no characters called Alex, and I made sure of that. Over to Chad.
Oh, I'm Chad, and today I will be playing Oberyn Duncan Vallon, everyone's favorite high elf cynic hybrid.
Next up, Kerry.
I am also playing an elf. Hi, I'm Kerry. I'll be playing Astra Nadine, the Shadow Elf Sorceress.
And someone who isn't an elf. I was going to say Damien then. Caitlin.
I mean, we're basically the same person by this point. He's just me if I didn't have morals and anxiety.
You don't have morals.
Depends on the moment.
Okay.
If my employer's asking, yes, I have morals. Please don't take my job. I'm playing Damien, the Air Genasi Warlock, Shadow Sorcerer, Bird Owner, and Giver of No Shits.
Sounds like an all-round nice guy.
He's going to push Reed down the stairs.
And lastly, the other owner of a bird, Matt.
Indeed, I am Matt, and I am playing one. Not here. It's already got to hell.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween, people. Yes, very good. One's a halfling, currently in goblin form, a rogue arcane trickster, and owner of a parrot called Pedro.
Yes, why all of these are lovely details. Let's continue. So, all our characters are minding their own business. Oberyn, you're walking along with the party after defeating the weird religious racist birds. And all of a sudden, you feel like you have a migraine coming on. Your neck starts to burn. Your legs go weak. Your vision goes all blurry.
Oh, shit.
And before you can react, or even the rest of the party, you just face plant into the snow, completely blacking out. Reed. After a long day, successfully saving the gnolls, moods a bit down, because obviously Avery escaped. So you pour yourself a nightcap as you get ready for bed. You feel the same. A stinging pain in your head just suddenly takes over as you become wobbly on your feet.
Oh, this don't feel good. Pedro!
And you black out, managing to hit the desk on your way down. Damien, you're in the hospital currently, standing in front of a row of enemies, all in front of you, with that annoying dark laughter, their eyes all staticky. As you start to feel the same, your neck starts to burn and a wave of dizziness just hits you.
Now is not the time!
And in front of the party, you collapse and go into darkness.
Well, they're all dead.
Astra, you sit in a bar, just your search is not going well. You're confused because you just came from one realm and now you're here. It's just confusing. You just finish your glass of wine and then you think a buzz is coming on a bit early, which is a bit odd. But then you have the same thing, a burning in your neck and the serious head pain takes over.
How fabulous.
As you fall off the back of your chair and black out. Alec, you journey down the road, minding your own business, tapping the coin pouch on your pocket of a recent job that's been done. Lovely. You stop by a rock to clean your weapons and just have a quick 5-minute break. As you feel a really big burning sensation in your throat.
That's a bit warm, a bit tickly.
Dealing with it like a gentleman, you're about to continue your day, but then your vision grows blurry and you lose all strength in your legs as you collapse to the ground and black out.
This is new.
You're all suspended. But then, out of the darkness, you feel a light for a second, followed by a roar. And I need you all to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Well, that's it, okay.
That is a 19.
You're 17 all in.
18.
10.
22. My boy's wise.
As everyone's vision comes back to them, you all find yourself in a graveyard, a dark sky over some dark clouds, making some kind of barrier around the edges. And in front of you, Reed and Damien know this very well. As you look up, you see a large, half-rotten Goliath holding a battle axe. And it very quickly comes back to you what happened last Halloween. This is the gatekeeper that you took down with the staff. And I need you all to roll me initiative.
Didn't I kill you?
You crap!
Reed, because you failed the check, your first two rolls will be at disadvantage of this session.
Include my initiative?
No, initiative doesn't count.
Okay, then 17 for me.
16.
Chad? 8. This isn't a Harry episode.
Every single time he rolls so low for initiative.
Caitlin?
27.
And Alec?
21.
Right, so...
He looks like a rather birdie fellow.
Wait, who are you?
We're not that far yet, Reed. I'm sorry.
I was trying to stay in character while Chris was talking to me.
What was your role again, Astra?
16.
Then Reed. Then. As your vision comes back to you, you'll find yourself in a circle in the middle of what appears to be a small graveyard. There appears to be a large Goliath, half-rotten, bones showing, jaw slightly loose, big red eyes, holding a battle axe as he appears to like swing it over his shoulder if he's ready to fight you. Damien, you're up first. How do you react to all of this?
With many swear words and abyssal, honestly.
Yeah.
It's kind of that I'm having a shit day and this is just making it worse.
Damien and Reed, everything instantly comes back to you of what happened last time you were in this realm, and you very quickly realize you are back in this realm.
This isn't the back in time thing. I don't have a bloody staff. I can just murder things now, sort it out later.
I am fucking done killing Goliaths!
Oh god, that little shit's here. Okay.
Where's David Reed in?
Hang on, how does David even recognize Reed?
We're Reed. Here last time.
Yeah, but Reed, he was laughing last time.
Yes, as I was about to get to, Reed, as you look down at your hands, as you stand up, you realize you're a halfling again.
Oh, thank God. Oh. I've missed you, body. That sounded weird.
Everyone is concerned.
I'm concerned. So is Chris, isn't it? To be really honest.
But just because you're sitting there hugging yourselves, which is like, okay.
I'm being method. Okay.
It's a method, not math. Yeah.
Okay. These people are weird. What is the... Like, you said he's basically like half skeletal at this point.
Yeah, Damien, as you stand up, you're the first to react. Everyone else still seems a bit dazed. As you stand up, this looks a bit like the cemetery from last time, though there's a sky above you, so it's not underground like the last one. And as you look past the Goliath, you see the same cane sat in the pedestal that was made for it. Just like last time.
I'm going for that, because that's what ended the fight last time. How far is it from me?
It's about 100 feet away from you.
Okay, I'm gonna... I know what I'm gonna do. I cast Fly on myself.
That's fair enough.
So I can go 60 foot in a turn. And I'm just up. Because it's the sky, I'm literally like, I'm just gonna go like 30 feet up. 30 feet that way.
Okay, that's fair enough.
All of you.
What in the flying fuck have I been dropped into this time?
I'm the flying fuck.
Hey, I mean, as you fly over, the Goliath very quickly realizes what's going on, and he tries to swing at you, but obviously it's too high for him, as he lets out a rage and roar.
Uh-huh, you're inadequate. That's my turn.
Okay. Alec, you're next to finally come to it and see just the chaos around you. The cemetery, the big Goliath that's half dead. A Genasi who's just sprouted wings and flown over it. What do?
Well, this is rather peculiar. How far away am I about? How far away am I from the Goliath? Is it 100
about
feet?
30 foot.
Or 30 foot. It is rather peculiar. I don't know what to do. I don't know where I am. I don't know what this strange thing is. I don't know what to do. So I'm going to ready my shield in a protective stance. And kind of brace myself and kind of keep an eye and see what these band of people I seem to be placed with do. Seeing as I'm unaware of whether this is like a foe or kind of, and not wanting to start a battle that I don't need to, I would rather kind of see how the rest of it plays out for the time being.
Okay, that's fair enough. Astra, you're next to just come to grips, and your strength comes back into your legs, and you get one last glance of the Genasi fly in, head over the Goliath, and you see another elf take a defensive stance with his shield. What do?
I'm going to cast Mage Armor on myself. So, what the bloody hell's going on here?
I don't think I'd rather quite like to as well, to be fair.
You're very well spoken, aren't you two? Reed's looking up at these two new people.
Less yapping, more fighting.
I'm kind of confused where I am, let alone why I'm fighting.
Kill it first, we'll explain in a minute.
You'll explain.
So now I'm taking orders from a halfling and a flying Ganassi.
I'm a captain!
Right.
No problem with that.
No problems. Just another day in my shit life lately.
Anything else on your turn, Astro?
It's not much else I can do, so I'm going to call it there.
Okay. Reed, you're finally able to, despite all the yapping, you finally come to conscience properly, seeing the same Goliath from last time, and a whole bunch of strange new faces, apart from Damien, who you recognise instantly.
Yeah, I'm just down his good side, I think, this time. Right, I need to... Oh, God. So, how much of its skeleton can I see?
There's bits of skeleton here and there. There's bits sticking out of its arm, a bit on the left-hand side of its stomach, a bit on the left-hand shoulder. It's just here and there, really.
Okay. Has it actually moved at all? Is it just standing there?
No. You've seen it try to swing at Damien, but just fail as Damien is too high.
Okay, so it's attacking. Okay. Okay, fine. I fire ice knife.
Ice knife. Okay, roll some damage. Roll me the hit.
Yes. That is a crit 20.
Okay, that is regular damage because he is resistant to ice. Cold.
It's
Pokemon.
First with piercing damage. So.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's the second part that's ice, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, so double damage for that. Yeah. Then. So that is 1d10 double. That's not a lie, is it? Because that's zero, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's 20.
Okay.
Right, the second part is the knife exploding, where they must make a... anything within 5 feet of it must take a dexterity saving throw.
He rolls a 7.
7? In that case, then he takes 2d6 cold damage half. Seven, half to three.
Okay, so Reed, in the distress of trying to work out what's going on, you see the enemy and it's just a normal reaction that you summon an ice knife in your hand and throw it at him, which pierces his chest and then quickly explodes. He lets out a roar. It doesn't seem to bother him that much. He just seems to turn his attention to you.
I'm Eddie Hyde.
Behind what?
It's a graveyard behind a gravestone.
Let's see, would you actually... Yeah, okay, you'd reach the gravestone.
Okay, cool, lovely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oberyn, you finally come to it as a halfling runs straight past your face as you stand up in barrel rolls behind a gravestone.
Go barrel roll.
Wow, what a leader. Okay. And I'm going to turn back and I see this. So it's half dead, obviously. Well, I don't know. Might as well just kill it. And I am going to use Call Lightning.
Okay. How does this work?
So storm clouds gather overhead. And the creature, I believe it's a dexterity saving throw, hold on, it's loading right now. When you cast a spell, choose a point you can see within a range. A bolt of lightning flashes down from the cloud to that point. Each creature within 5 feet of that point must make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, dexterity. And he rolled a 22 on his dex save.
Alright, the creature then takes half damage on a 3d10 lightning damage.
Lovely roll. Lovely.
I'm aware.
Okay. So
do you think I made them immune to it?
That is 20, half to 10 lightning damage. Yeah. And at this point, the clouds just gather around as I snap and the lightning bolt comes down and the storm does not dissipate.
Yeah, you just all see clouds being pinched from the sides of these walls as they form over the Goliath. He looks up as a bolt of lightning just shoots down straight onto it, making a loud bang on impact.
Anything? I'll use the rest of my turn to move away from said Goliath. Just straight back.
Okay, it's his turn now. And he is going to just straight use his legendary action. I need everyone, apart from Damien, because Damien is above the area of effect, make me a constitution saving throw.
18.
24.
Oh, hang on. Just realised I didn't do the next half of turn. 9.
18.
Okay, so once again, Reed's the only one affected properly by it.
I wouldn't have been. I dropped a 19, but I'm on an advantage, aren't I?
Oh yeah, you are. I forgot all about that. Good thing you remembered. The Goliath, angry from everything that happens, he lifts his axe above his head as a red glow starts to just channel through it. And as he smashes it down onto the ground, it lets out a massive shockwave, flattening every single gravestone, and it hits everyone. Everyone, apart from Reed, takes 12 points of force damage and is pushed back 10 feet. Reed, you take 24 points of force damage, a push back 20 feet, and are stunned for your next turn.
Uncanny dodge half damage.
Yeah.
How much?
Isn't that 12. For dex saves?
No, uncanny dodge is any damage that you take, you can see what the damage is coming from, you can half the damage. It's the greatest rogue ability of all time, and you get it at level freaking 5. It's actually 3. You get it at level 3.
I'm gonna murder the rogue for today. One day, Matt.
It was 24 damage.
Yeah, so half to 12. But you are now stunned for your next turn and have been pushed back 20 feet.
I'll take that. That's fine.
Back over to Damien, your turn.
I'm so glad there's no rogues in my campaign.
Oh, I hate him.
Well, I can get to the staff in this turn.
Yes, you can.
Because I have a flying speed of 60. Ba-zoom. Is there like a case around this staff or something?
No, but just like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's basically like a monument built around it to hold it.
Can I break the monument? I want to get the staff out again because I know how this shit goes.
Yeah, sorry, I keep mixing up the words. It's not a staff, it's the cane. It's the cane.
Cane, staff.
It's all the same.
The stick of power.
So, how do you intend to break the monument?
Well, what is the monument?
It's just like a stone holder. It's built a bit like it's been carved out like a throne. It's made of stone, and the staff is, the cane is slotted into it.
Like sword and stone, basically.
Can I just pull it out?
If you want to.
Because if it's slotted, then there's clearly like a pull out.
Yeah, if you want to, that will cost you a strength check.
Strength. That thing I'm so good at. Oh, my dice want this to happen. That is a 16.
16. You struggle quite a bit, and your arms start to hurt, but eventually it does pop out of the holder.
Still have a bonus action, but like I can't really. I just kind of point the staff at the thing.
You point the staff at the Goliath and you feel a charge of energy. Nothing happens yet. But as you point it in, you hear like a charging noise coming from the end of the cane. You get that rush of power that you had when you originally held it, and it just is overwhelmingly strong.
I'm gonna destroy a world.
Which will end your turn. Right.
Look on Kerry's face, you said that there was absolutely amazing. like not with me that you're not.
I'd rather not be on this world either, to be fair, if it's been destroyed.
Alec, it's your turn. What do? You've been pushed back 40 feet. You've been pushed back 10, so you're now 40 feet away from the Goliath. He has not moved from his position.
Okay, I am going to cast a spell. I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
How does that work?
I create a floating spectral weapon within range and lasts for the duration of the spell. You make a melee attack or melee spell attack against a creature within 5 feet of the weapon. On a hit, the target takes force damage equal to 1d8 plus your spell casting ability modifier. The bonus action on your turn, you can move the weapon up to 20 feet.
Yep, okay, that's fair.
Are you at the bonus action, are you?
On my turns, I can use the bonus action to move it.
Cool.
Well, it has actually a bonus action as well. It's concentrated with one bonus action.
Yeah, so you can do that on top of your extra action. Yeah. Paladins are a racket, I swear.
As you, I'm gonna cast it literally right in front of the Goliath, like literally right between me and the Goliath.
Yep.
Do I have to
roll 4 for attack? Okay.
Yeah, roll to hit. You cast a spell, make a melee spell attack against a creature in 5 feet of weapon. So on a hit. So roll to hit like you would have a 4 probably normally. And add your weapon modifier. Do you reckon?
So that'd be
19.
So 19 to hit.
A miss.
Ooh. The weapon's there now. So you can do what you want with it now.
As this spiritual weapon just comes hammering down, he holds up his axe and just manages to bounce the weapon back up. You still have an action.
Yeah, that's just a bonus action.
Yeah.
I'm thinking absolute rapid paladins, monks.
Well, I will go back about 20 feet while getting my bow. And I will fire a bow at the Goliath. Oh, arrow, yep. Sorry.
Roll to hit.
14. Oh, no, 16.
16 will win. Yep. Yep, so that is a miss. Yep. He just holds up his axe as the arrow just deflects off of it. Astra, it's your turn. What do? You see this zombie Goliath with just lightning fast reflexes deflect two attacks off of the other elven paladin.
Right, I know I should. I feel like I should know this, but I haven't actually played a sorcerer properly. Can I twin a spell against, send them both against the Goliath, or?
If it's a roll to hit, and it's a single thing, so for example, Chromatic Orb, Guiding Bolt, but if it's on Scorching Ray, then. Twin doesn't apply.
Right. If it's something that's traditionally 1B.
Yeah, it's going to use Dragon's Breath.
That's a saving throw, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, then I'll just cast that one normally then.
Okay, what do I have to do?
Make a dex save.
Dex save. That's a 1, so double damage for you.
Cool. D6s.
Opposite crit.
We got 2 5s and a 4, so doubled, that's 28. Unless it's resistant to lightning damage.
No, it is not. Oh wait, sorry, it is. I'm getting my
mind.
Yeah, because it was resistant to chain lightning. So what was the damage again?
14,
okay. You still have a bonus action left if you wish to use it.
There's nothing I can do, so...
Okay, and we skip over Reed's turn because he is stunned. But he will no longer, he won't be stunned on his next turn. Oberyn, your turn.
I'm just going to use my turn, and I'm just going to call down the lightning again.
Yeah, anything do I have to do, or does it just hit this time?
Oh, no, you got to just make another dexterity saving throw. Same thing as last time.
It's a second one, so regular damage.
Then that is 14 lightning damage.
Yep. A second bolt just comes down, absolutely cooking him. Anything else on your turn?
I'd just like to look at the rest of this party. Does anyone here know what the fuck is going on?
I'd rather like to know as well.
Yes and no?
It's better than no.
I'll explain in a minute.
And then I will just use the rest of my movements. It's, at that point, I'd be 70 feet away. I'm going to move the other 30 feet to get 100 feet away from this thing. Make sure that if it tries to stomp the ground again, that I'm hopefully out of its fucking range.
Right, that's fair enough. It is going after... Let's see, what should he do? Because it is his turn. Who would he reach in his turn? He would reach Astra and Reed. He's got two attacks, so why not? He stands up till his full height and lets out a roar as he comes charging at the pair of you. And he is going to make an attack on each of you with his battle axe. Reed, that's a normal hit on you. So that is 1d12 plus 8. So Reed, as you're still in a daze from being stunned, he comes up to you and just stomps on you as you lie down on the floor. Getting crushed under his foot, you take 18 points of damage.
I've rolled him aside enough to just graze it. Time for the damage.
I will kill the rogue one day. In Ashra.
You will never kill the rogue!
He does roll a crit against you. As he stamps on Reed, he looks behind him before swinging his axe at you, and you take 24 points of slashing damage as he swings his axe, cutting the front of you. And that ends his turn. Damien, you start to feel the staff power up like it's ready to just launch all kinds of magic.
Resists urge to yell Hadouken.
Do it!
Copyright, we cannot say that. No.
Yeet!
Yeah.
Apple fist.
I just yell, get down! And just fire at the thing's face because I killed you once. Can you just stay dead?
Does everyone have a... Let's roll the damage together. Does everyone have a D100 to hand?
Yeah.
Everything
home
about it.
Tactical nuke.
I rolled a 100.
81.
57.
Yep.
62.
Well, you have it. Yeah.
We're going to do it again.
48.
35.
35. That's 383 points of force damage.
You with your calculator.
Yeah. As you hold the cane out, it just, with a loud chime, it just lets out a huge beam, forcing you against the clouds. Put that behind you. That seemed to be solid as you just hit it like it's a stone wall before falling to the ground. As the beam hits the Goliath, it just lets out a huge roar as a white light envelops everyone.
Oh, heavily.
Combat. As the white light slowly starts to settle, you start to hear music and people chatting and enjoying it. Sounds like a tavern. And then the smell of alcohol hits you. As you all wake up around a table in the middle of a tavern, fine wine sat in the middle of the table with a bread basket next to it, and you're all fine. Like the battle never happened.
Okay.
This is Something terrible, not an Octavia Picasso.
This is rather odd, isn't it?
What the fuck's a Picasso?
Oh, he sails on the ship under me.
Astra immediately pours herself a huge glass of wine. Fuck this dimension jumping, when will it fucking stop? I'm just having an internal conversation with Julius.
Julius just looks as confused as you are. He turns
to just going on, Julius?
If he had arms, he just shrugs.
He like wing shrugs.
Oh, I can do that now, and I summon Picasso. I summon Ben Pedro to my shoulder.
And I immediately firebolt Pedro.
Rolled a hit.
I remember what that shit little bird did last time.
Is that Pedro's a phoenix, right?
16. What's Pedro's AC?
It hits.
How much health does Pedro have?
He has two health. Two. Good thing Matt remembers.
It's something like, yeah.
Okay, that's a 15.
Yeah, Rhi, a flame just comes to your shoulder as Damien just holds up his hand, and you just hear Pedro squeal as he goes up in flames and disappears.
No.
Yeah, 2 hit points, yeah.
Okay. Bird murder aside, what in the hell is going on here? And who the fuck are all of you?
Yes, yeah, so I got promised explanations in that strange dream, I think.
Well, I kind of know Halfling over there because I've been in this situation once before.
And I know the Ganassi there. I'd say the good Ganassi there, but they are evil as they come. Captain Reed Toss Couple.
Saved your ass, but who cares?
Captain Reed Toss Couple.
Okay.
He says he's a captain. I didn't believe him last time.
I am the captain of the ship. We do have land captains every now and again. We have a fantastic Knoll, for example, who just saved an entire bunch from an extremely overprotected prison camp.
Got to meet a Knoll once. It was a fascinating experience.
Hmm.
I think one tried to kill me a few hours ago. Actually, no, a lot of things tried to kill me a few hours ago.
Yeah?
You all seem to live bizarre lives. Does this seem to happen very often to you?
Strangely often, unfortunately.
My dimension is slightly fucked up, as it were. It's not really my dimension. It's just another dimension I got stuck in. To answer your question, we're in some weird fucking realm that I don't remember the name of. Basically ruled by this douchebag deity called Edward Dagon.
Yes.
Who wanted this staff.
He looks like Colonel Sanders.
Oh, he can destroy worlds.
Yeah.
As in he literally showed us destroying an entire world. So maybe don't insult him, otherwise you'll get your head exploded, like what happened to Shortstack over here.
Yeah, I got blown apart last time, I'm about to get over by him.
Oh, noted.
That was a long time ago, though.
Do I still have the staff?
You have the staff as you hold it up for a second, but it just fades out of existence.
Edward!
In seeing that, I am going to reach forward and grab another one of the bottles of wine from the table. I am just going to pop the cork. I am Oberyn Duncan Vallon. I clearly don't belong here, and this is clearly another fever dream from the fucking scientist trying to fuck with me. So, cheers! I'm gonna start drinking.
So where are you? Where are you from, Bladin boy?
I'm just from, like, I was unaware of different dimensions. Okay, we had beasts in my realm, but we didn't have dimensions or... This is completely new to me. Yes, I'm fairly noble, but I am from a family of warriors. And,
Oh, you're going to be a pain in my ass, aren't you?
Well, I don't like to be a pain in anyone's ass, to be fair. I am from a place called the Sword Coast in and a town called Phandalin.
What do we call you?
Oh, my name's Alec. Alec. Alec, yeah.
Alec the Goody Two Shoes, Oberyn the Alcoholic Denialist. What about you, Drinky? Looking at Astra.
Well, sometimes a drink is deserved, don't you think? Anyway, I am Astra Nafine, the supposedly sane one of my family, but I really am starting to doubt this name. Dimension jumping is apparently my hobby. I don't know what's going on anymore. I can see why people turn to alcohol. It's great.
I think I might have to sample it. I hope it's not cheap, Brian.
Astra and Oberyn, as you are the first people to drink, you can tell that this is just extremely expensive and fancy wine.
Just like home.
It's also red. I don't know whether you guys prefer red or white.
Blood of my enemies. Red wine all day.
I smell alcohol and die, Alex, so I have no preference.
Over an extensive read. Full bottle to cheers, Astra.
Cheers.
So,
the annoying halfling is Reed, apparently.
Yes.
I go by Damien. I don't really give a shit. As long as you don't die. Actually, no, you can die, just don't get me killed. There's only so many times I can cheat death.
You remind me of a bard I know.
I mean, last bard I talked to I killed, so I hope they don't run into me.
That's exactly what they would have said. This is definitely a fucking dream. I don't know what you're doing, scientist, but you can fuck off.
Last bard I spoke to,
Why is there a bard and a scientist? What is this, the start of a terrible joke?
Who else walks into the bar?
Well,
the bard, a scientist, and who else?
Well, maybe three wives?
No, that doesn't work. That makes five people so free.
I know, but... Well, if you look at Alex's face, then what treat?
They seriously debating the maps of the joke.
Is this the bar with all the skeletons in it, or is it a completely different one?
No. As you look round, it's a busy bar. It's got pretty regular people. There is the odd skeleton in what looks like a really, really fresh zombie that uses a shit ton of moisturizer. The zombies in here are just clean as fuck and look all but human.
Like that guy looks after himself.
Yeah, zombies don't do that, do they, normally?
No, it's aside the odd.
Even for a zombie, that's odd. How's the wine, by the way?
That's lovely.
I wonder if Ganymede has moisturizer.
Ganymede?
That's where I'm from. Douchebag dimension, don't go there.
I don't intend to. It sounds ghastly. But you seem to survive, okay?
I mean, if this is a fever dream or if this is a dimension hop, I'm going to get dumped right back into a fucking hospital in the middle of an epidemic where everything is trying to kill me and or puke in my mouth to make me like them. Or tear me apart.
I'm talking to you and being nice to you, that might make you like them.
To be fair, it sounds like they're literally dealing with some kind of plague. If that was to happen on my ship, I'd have to do a lot of killing.
Yeah, someone tried talking to them. They just kept putting us in danger.
Ah, hey, so you try to
Astra.
Yeah?
Let's go see if the bar has shots.
I like how you think.
Bloody alcoholics.
Alright, good luck. I was a bit...
I deserve a drink after the past few days I've had.
I ain't knocking it.
Do you want us to bring you back anything?
I'm alright, I've got... I live off coffee and hatred.
Some of these delicious bread rolls wouldn't
say. So if they have coffee, sure.
Can you ask... fire whiskey, but also... Can you ask who paid for this? Because I didn't bring the coin with me. My ex-wife takes care of the money on the ship now.
Why is your ex-wife still on the ship?
It's a long story.
That sounds like a terrible arrangement.
It's a long story. We've been married for 3 weeks. I went to sea. I didn't come back. Left her a note.
Oh wow, you're an asshole then.
Wow. Do not get him the fire whiskey.
I'm so glad we cleared that up early. You can get your own fire whiskey.
Even I wouldn't do that, and I torture people for fun.
I've been running away from arranged marriages, and I wouldn't do that.
It's fine. I only tried to shoot the woman who tried to sleep with her at point blank range.
So a woman slept with your wife, or what?
After we broke up, it's fine.
Wait, woman. Yeah. Wait, it was fine, but you shot her.
Damn.
She dodged.
But fine doesn't seem.
She avoided it. It's fine.
Damn. Two questions. Is Reed on a stool, and can I casually kick it out from underneath him?
Make me a strength check.
Yes, it's canon now.
Enough to have an astral has higher strength.
I mean, a few times I get beating a dick.
Please tell me that was a 20, Kerry.
It was.
Yes!
Yep.
You're gonna face it on the paper as well, by the way.
Sitting just off the other side of Reed, with just a good bit of strength, you just kick out the front of his stool as the stool just kicks out backwards. Reed, you spang! You smack your head into the table as you then fall back onto the floor, and you take 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'm not even going to half that because I didn't see that coming.
And I wouldn't have let you half that anyway, because you definitely haven't seen that coming.
Astra just casually hooked her foot under the leg of the stool as she walked past and went...
Damien's just... You can just hear Damien cackling as you go to the bar. This is the funniest shit he's seen.
Was that me?
Did you see Reed's hand on the table put him back up again?
You do that as Julius is just sat right there.
Back on the table again.
Yeah, you start bleeding from the head.
Wine, please. Wine.
I have got to stop reading these smut novels before I go to bed. This shit is wild.
I'm making note of
the smut are you reading? It starts like this.
Everybody who DMs for these characters making notes furiously. None of my characters in this session.
Right, so we'll follow Astra and over into the bar. You squeeze past the tables. They're all relatively normal looking people. Like, you wouldn't say the shit that you saw originally, and this is the same place. And you eventually get to the bar where there's just a woman cleaning off the top. She doesn't really notice that you've come. Her skin's like pure white, and her eyes make her look like she's all but blind. They're that faded, with wild orange hair.
Excuse me, good maiden barkeep.
Hello, how can I help y'alls?
Yes. I'm honestly in a fever dream right now, so what's your strongest alcohol you have?
Great question. Give me one second.
And she just like roots round in, pulls out a bottle of black liquid.
It tastes better than it looks, love. Honestly.
Honestly, this isn't real, so I don't care. I would like multiple shots of that. Astra, shots for you?
Yes, please.
Great. As many as I'm taking for Astra as well. You know what? Can we just have the bottle?
Well, I mean, legally, I can only sell you 3 shots at once. Because this is enough. After that, it's enough to kill people.
Well, great! 3 it is!
She's a bit hesitant as she pops the cork and pours 3 shot glasses each.
Oh, whilst I'm still sober enough to remember, can we have a pot of coffee for that table over there with the Ganassi?
And don't forget those!
And she sits a metal canister on the side.
This has all been paid for by Mr. Dagon for you, so there's no need to worry about it. We'll just put it on its tab.
Might I ask who Mr. Dagon is? I've never heard of this man.
Did you bump your head on the way in, love? I mean, he's your employer. You took a job.
Well, he's perhaps I've just simply drunk too much. But that's not going to stop me drinking more.
I mean, there's only three rooms, but there's enough beds for all of you. It doesn't matter. And then she side eyes Oberyn, and she says to you, Astra, but if he wants, I'll happily let the elf there share for me.
Astra chokes.
Okay. Alex. Okay, out of character, I'm the one that makes people uncomfortable like that, not you.
In a competition.
What is it?
Read, you're on the table. Go away. You do hear this, Oberyn, because it's not that. She doesn't try that hard to make sure you didn't hear it.
Whoa. I mean, I'm not saying no, but I've just met this, you know, figment of my imagination. I like to wine and dine first before I figure out what's going to go on with the rest of my dreams. But thank you, humble barkeep.
I'm sure we can swap something later this evening. But please, enjoy your drinks. I've got other customers to serve. And with that, she walks off.
Grab the shot glass and I raise it. Here's to fever dreams.
You got it.
Salut. Take the shot.
I need you both to roll me constitution saves.
That is a 15.
16 plus 6. You said save, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 16 plus 6. 22.
Yeah. You take down the first shot and it's like evil, this drink. It just burns your throat, but it's delicious at the same time as you put down the glasses in. It's rough, but enjoyable at the same time.
that's not bad. Goes in better than some of the stuff I've taken from father's alcohol cabinet.
One down, two to go, Astra. I grab a second shot glass.
Con save at disadvantage this time.
That is a 19 this time. Double 16s.
12 plus 6, 18.
Yeah, once again, it feels... The burn is much worse at this time as you take down the second shot. It's a lot harder to swallow, but still absolutely delicious.
As a phoenix sorceress, I'm used to burning.
Woo! One more!
So you just got the two fancy elves getting blacko drunk at the bar.
This is what I do in most of my dreams. It was the last time I had any fun at any of my family's parties.
I've only started doing this recently, but makes everything just a little better for a while. Until you wake up. Then everything is terrible.
The dreams!
Dream.
Double disadvantage on the last con save.
What's that one? I got 13. 19, 17, and a 14. So 14, 6 is 20.
Astra, you sort of like fall against the bar as you take your last shot, managing to just put the glass down. Not hard enough, but it doesn't break. What did you roll again, Oberyn?
13.
You know those horrible burps you do where it feels like you're about to throw up? You get that? But it settles back down as you fall against the bar.
All good. All good. Held it down. Totally fine. To dreams!
I don't feel so well.
I'm gonna grab the pot of coffee that we also ordered and stagger back to the table.
You two eventually make down to tail, feeling a hell of a lot lighter on your feet. Not quite tipsy or drunk yet, but you're definitely getting a buzz as you're feeling lighter on your feet as you walk back to the table and pop the coffee pot in the middle of it.
What I just pour the boiling hot coffee into my mouth.
Yeah.
That's
metal. Mouth up and pour the coffee
in. Yep, just...
I rather think our two group members might need some of that after their... After the exploits at the bar with those shots, they look a little bit tipsy.
Hey, goody two shoes, mind your own fucking business, all right? You're a figment of my imagination. I don't need to hear from you right now.
I'm a figment of your imagination. I'm probably your conscience telling you to look after yourself.
Yes, and I never listened to it anyway, so why would I listen to you now?
Do you listen to anything, Oberyn? Or, let me guess, you talk to animals as well now, do you?
Not in my dreams, weird small one. Not in my dreams.
Seriously, try talking to that parrot. Not parrot, that pigeon on Damien's shoulder there.
It's a raven, you absolute imbecile. Why do you think I killed your parrot?
No disrespect, small man, but I've had a damn sight more alcohol than you, and if I can tell that to Raven, you can't. Are you sure you're all right?
No, I know it is. It's called banter. We have this sort of thing.
Smirking at you.
You're in high society, but you don't know what banter is.
Banter's normally banter.
Oh, now you've said it. I have Julius disappear and then appear right in front of Reed's face.
You have no fucking idea what I go through.
Just
Reed, make me a dexterity saving throw to stay on your chair.
I'm not on the chair, I'm on the floor still.
They're at the bar for a good 5 minutes. You would have got back onto the chair by now.
A dexterity saving throw, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's 18.
Yeah, you managed to keep on your chair as you managed to grab the table as
poof!
Julius pops right in your face.
Yes. I apologize for insulting your familiar. I apologize for that.
Finished insulting everyone else at the table as well?
I think we're done, yeah.
That's my shtick.
Well, anyway, why are we here? Because me and Damien may have both been here before, but why are we here now? And for that matter, why are you three here? And where on earth is the one with the weird glove?
Michael Jackson?
No, he was a tiefling. He was a tiefling.
That's the same. Last time I went dimension hopping, not of my own choice, there was a dragon and an owl. And it was rather wild. I miss them, they were great.
How was the dragon? Was he good?
I wouldn't leave him in charge of the trash in our basement, but other than that, he was good. He's the sort of person who probably needs supervising to make sure he doesn't burn things down. And you know. But I suppose that's not all you can measure a person's goodness on.
Well, he's a dragon. He might be a good fighter. He's not going to run around with a crowbar or something, is he?
Right. Asha's eyebrows almost disappear under her hairline.
Did you two at least find out anything useful whilst getting drunk?
Yes, the barmaid would like to get into Oberyn's pants.
Okay, and water is wet. What else?
We can use whatever leverage you...
We can use that leverage, absolutely, yes. We can use that leverage.
Name that my subconscious has made up that you were saying is in charge of this place.
Dagon.
Yeah, that one. He's apparently paying for all of this.
Yes. Shit, he wants us to do something.
Apparently we're all employed by him.
No. Yep, Astra got that one. The barmaid also said that we took a job.
Yeah, but it's not a party.
His definition of took a job is he wants you to do a job.
We must.
And you don't have a choice in the matter.
We'd have been summoned here. We last time we got dragged from our own dimensions to here.
So it sounds like the same thing has pretty much happened. Because none of us seem to have asked to be here.
You don't ask to meet this guy. You don't ask.
To quote, if I need you here, I will fucking bring you and you will do as you are goddamn told or I will obliterate you, I believe was something of what he said.
Yes.
He sounds like a rather subtle gentleman.
Make powder.
I mean, he dresses in white and gold suits and walks around with a fancy cane, so...
He make a powder cake look small time.
She likes a disco.
Father? Daddy? Papa?
You can have your next roll with advantage.
Huh?
If we sit the whole time just smirking, you know, they haven't said anything about 5 minutes. You have had to.
Yeah, Astra can have her next roll with advantage.
Sweet.
So, what do we know what the job is then at least on YouTube?
No, the barmaid said nothing of what the job was, just that our whole tab was on Mr. Dagon, and that we have rooms upstairs that we can rest in.
That's not going to end well, is it?
Which indicates that we need to stay the night and we'll probably be given the job in the morning.
Great.
You are honestly must be part of my intuitive part of my brain, Ganassi. I like you.
This isn't a fever dream, I'm afraid. I am very much real.
All the better for it.
Really not, but okay.
Aiming's fine, as long as you're there on his good side.
You can't find my good side, short one.
Not everything is so black and white, I suppose.
Or blue, in this case.
Good point.
I'm a dear.
Okay, I'm gonna go to bed.
I do like a good moment. Does anyone know where these rooms are? It'd be nice to get well rested if we are being summoned to some quest tomorrow.
We know which rooms are ours?
Oh no, I would suggest just chatting with the very nice lady behind the bar.
She had other people to serve, so we couldn't really keep bothering her.
Then I should go and ask her. It can't hurt, can it?
I should go and inquire as well.
Okay. Amin's already left.
Ree jumps onto Alec's shoulder to transport.
What do you think you're doing? You have your own legs, do you not?
Oh, shut up. I'm 3 foot tall.
And?
Onwards!
How'd you get your steps in?
Over and passing.
That was a low blow, Lewis!
It wasn't even meant to be a blow, it was just like, comment.
Again, Astra's going to ask Oberyn, so do you get these fever dreams often?
Recently, yes, honestly. And last time, I woke up with black gill or black goo in my gills, and it was fucking terrible. And this annoying witch, who I do like it most times, who's wrong all the time, was actually right over me and still burns at me at this moment. But you know, that's why we drink in our dreams.
To forget the reality.
Cheers!
Cheers, it's flawless logic.
So, which direction Damien's gone?
I've literally just gone up to the barkeep being like, when she gets him in, I was like, you said Mr. Dagon provided us rooms?
Well, yes. And she sits a tray of keys on the table. Just up the stairs on the left-hand side. It's all the rooms on that side.
Cheers, love.
There is only 3 rooms, though, so you're going to have to share with people, I'm afraid.
I swipe a key, I chuck the other... Can I chuck the other 2 keys across to Oberyn and Astra?
Yeah, are you guys paying attention to the keys that come flying at you?
Nope.
Eat.
Read you the bait and the cat one in midair.
Make me a sleight of hand check.
Okay, you're asking the rogue a sleight of hand check? Okay. 28.
Yeah, you managed to catch a key, and the last key goes flying down, landing in the bread basket on the table.
Oh!
You lot are sharing. Don't bother me.
Hey, good night.
Dave is literally taking the third room to himself. Fuck all of you.
It appears we are sharing, halfling.
Fine.
You take the rest of these upstairs? Party in the room?
Keep on nightcap.
There's no coffee left in the thing. I've literally chugged like a liter of coffee.
I don't need to sleep. Left. This is a fever dream. And plus, I'm an elf anyways, and I'll sleep anyways. So get all the bottles you can, Astra, and let's go.
Astra, in a very dignified lady-like fashion, is going to pick up the first layer of her skirts and just scoop them all in. Just carry them along.
It's all on Dagon. Put it on his tab.
And she just stops fast.
Seeing as we are being treated as well, so I think it would be rude not to take a nightcap to the room.
Okay, fine. We picked up a bottle and cast presentation on it to make it taste like fire whiskey, and cast presentation on Oberyn's to make it taste like water.
Stairs and sorcerers.
Yeah, you do see the magical spark was just got the bottle over it in Astra.
You're just mad because you're not invited to the party.
Got a bottle in my hand, love.
Call me love one more time and I'll kick you down the stairs.
And be careful of the whole bottle, we're only little.
Reed, make me a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom?
Julius is still sat on the table. Just
14. Flat 14.
Damien's the first to walk up the stairs, and as you turn around after insulting Astra, you just turn around and dink, because obviously the door frame for the stairway is not 9 feet tall, because you're standing on the elf's shoulders.
I told you not to be on my shoulders.
So am I laying round in pretty much like some kind of fox scarf, pretty much. Okay.
Alma's a bitch.
I just take him off. I take you off my shoulder and just drag you along.
Oh my god!
All you hear is dunk, 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 dunk,
what
dunk.
He's
gets dragged up the stairs.
Last Halloween. I was kicked down the stairs last Halloween. This one being dragged up one.
Halloween episodes are really just all Matt first stairs. And it's currently
Julius is just hopping along watching this.
That's going to be the next campaign, Matt versus stairs.
I tell you what, seriously, if it happens next year, I'm going to throttle Heffernan.
I'm going to point out that there's going to be a lot of stairs in Blades.
I really kick Matt's character down the first.
You mean capture your constitution save every set of stairs?
There's no constitution saves in.
Don't kick your whisper down the goddamn stairs.
Yep, so you will make it to your rooms. Damien, you got the largest room of the lot. It's lovely in here. Bar at the side, big lounge in the corner, what appears to be like a makeshift hot tub, and a king size bed against the back wall.
Nice.
I blocked the door so they can't come in.
Yeah. Reed and Alec, your room is more or less the same. Slightly smaller, but it has the same sort of layout, though there's two beds in this room.
So I dunk or I drop the halfling on one of the beds.
Thank and you, then, I guess.
And then go and start taking up my armor and setting them down.
Yeah, you're like five suits of armor, aren't you? You're a tank.
I've got chainmail.
You're a chainmail, then you have your other mate you can put on as well. You tank.
Oberyn and Astra, what are you up to?
Party time, USA.
What, in the room or?
Oh, yeah. Sure. We took all the bottles with us. See how much this Simic hybrid body can handle. Oberyn really would. After all the events that have happened to Oberyn recently, would think this is a full-on fever dream brought on by either one of the gods he just interacted with recently, or once again, the scientist fucking with him. He would not be... this is just not real to him right now.
Astra's just dying to have fun.
Plot twist, it was Shard all along.
You guys start heading up the stairs. Astra, you're behind Oberyn, and you notice the barmaid, as Oberyn starts to walk up the stairs, slips on into his back pocket, which he doesn't seem to notice, but Oberyn just carries on going up the stairs and she goes back to deal with other customers.
If it's a condom, Alex, I'm going to kill you.
I mean, does the interspecies zombie, not zombie thing really need it, or?
And honestly, the real question is, after all the experimentation, is a Simic hybrid even, sterile or not? So, what does it really all matter here?
Asking the enforcing questions.
Science, Halloween special. You guys head up to your room. It's as said, it's got a slightly bigger bar and a slightly bigger hot tub, but it's got two fairly small beds.
Oh, sweet hot tub.
Woo! Won't need a bed anyways.
Yeah, this one has a balcony as well.
So I think we should go with the best room, the best alcohol, and this is going to be a great party.
You know, Astra, I hope that my imagination or whatever brings you back again, because honestly, you have been one hell of a good time. So this cheers to you once again.
Honestly, it's just great to finally meet someone who either I'm not related to, who isn't just a complete stick in the mud, or just, I don't know, it's great to meet good people. Fun people. People you can drink with.
There you are, lions of delight.
I'll tell you, in my day-to-day real life, I am not nearly this fun. I have a terrible life and I must do a lot of terrible things. But in the dream world, it's the old Oberyn party boy.
Well, for what it's worth, in my day-to-day life, I'm not that fun either. Mom, I spend most of my time trying to displease my father just because it amuses me. I'm basically supposed to be my family's heir, and it's not great. People say that when your family has money, you have everything, but in reality, you have nothing. But it's just isolation and misery.
Oh, you'll definitely be back in my subconscious again, Astra. You clearly represent all of my repentant things about my past. This is one hell of a fucking fever dream. Scientist or whoever's doing this to me right now, you have outdone your fucking selves.
Yes, a scientist harasses you a lot then.
Oh, you don't even know. And with that, Oberyn begins chugging another bottle of wine.
Astra's in a hot tub at this point.
I have this image of Oberyn lying face down in the snow and Charge just poking him with their foot, like, why is he muttering about alcohol and partying?
Anything else you lot wish to do before you go to bed?
She should probably get out the hot tub before she goes to bed in case she drowns.
She drowns.
Reed is going to try and get as much sleep as he can because he can't deal with as much shit.
Yeah, so you'll eventually get to sleep. I take it Damien... I know Damien doesn't sleep properly, but... Is Damien going to sleep here, or is he doing something first?
He's just kind of glaring into the void.
Yeah, there's just, like, a staring.
Plus, you know, he slept for, like, a long period of time, you know, when he died.
Yeah. Everyone, without realizing it, is glad they weren't in the same room as Damien, because if they were, they would just be up all night watching him stare at this wall.
They just look over and I'm just like...
panic. So, the next morning eventually comes. It's a bit odd, really, because as you wake up, the light hasn't changed from the windows. Like, it's still fairly dark outside. Starry sky. Astra and Oberyn, you can see as you've got the balcony room that the town below is literally something like out of an elven fairy tale. Like, the buildings, the scenery, it's beautiful outside.
Astra's probably sat on the balcony at some point with having refilled one of the empty bottles with water.
Your next two rolls will be at disadvantage, Astra, as you are suffering from probably one of the worst hangovers in a while.
Can I trade in my advantage roll to get rid of one of the disadvantages, then?
I'd say that.
Oberyn will be the same when he gets back.
Is that a yes or a no?
Yeah.
I didn't... Alright, cool.
So, what do everyone?
Reed now Reed's awake. Reed pretty much... got all his gear on, all ready to go, sort of thing. He knows that Edward isn't exactly known for giving easy jobs. So basically, he's like, Paladin, ready?
Yeah, I've been up for hours. Because I've obviously only meditated, so I've all my stuff's packed and cleaned. And
all right, well,
I've been enjoying southern amenities while we've been sleeping.
Word of advice. Never ever drink the tea that's in these rooms. It's absolutely terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Someone I once sailed with told me that you should never ever get Premier Inn tea. And this is just as bad as that.
Cut to Damien chugging Premier Inn coffee.
This is known as premium Premier Inn tea, and it is lovely.
I was going to say, I've already had some. It was rather nice.
Astro will also have some tea then.
There's like a metal cup in the corner that you pour it in, and it just shakes for about 10 seconds, and then steam starts to come out. And as it stops shaking, it warms up the drink you put inside it.
It's amazing.
Oberyn, you just start to wake up now with the most killer headache. Like, the party was fun, but you're suffering for it today.
Why am I still here?
I'm asking myself the same thing for the past half an hour.
Great. So you're not a fever dream. All this is really fucked up.
I've been through this sort of thing a few times. It's never quite what it seems. I just want to get back to finding my brother. But the gods would have it that that's not allowed to happen. Ugh, words.
Yes, words are very hard right now. I suppose we should go find the rest of the people who weren't my imagination then.
Sound. Maybe advise drinking some of the coffee or water if you can stomach it. It's not too bad.
Nope. Hair of the dog. I'm gonna go get some more of that black liquid. It was delicious.
Can't fault your logic.
And with that, I'll drag myself back to a standing position and make my way out the door.
Yeah. You make your way out the door. Your footsteps loud in the corridor. Everyone else in the other rooms can tell that someone's left their room. There's just a loud dump, 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 dump.
Oh, Oberyn's that guest in the Premier Inn. Right, okay.
No, he's just absolutely fucking wasted.
There's only one, isn't there?
That sounds like the walk of a hangover.
Yeah.
Astra's carrying her boots. She hasn't quite got to the woken up enough stage to do laces yet.
Astra and you. Oberyn and Astra head down to the bar where the zombie lady's just cleaning out glasses, stacking them away. Gives you both a nod as you walk in.
One shot of whatever we had last night, please.
Alright, darling. She sits two glasses on and just grabs the black liquid from the side of the cupboard and just pours in two shots here.
Thank you. And I will take one of the shots.
Shots. Shots of breakfast.
Yeah.
Damien walks in like, please. Are you still drinking?
Oh, we're just starting.
Reed follows.
Chad, this because you're hungover, I did mention this to Kerry while you were gone. You two have your next two rolls at disadvantage because of your hangover.
All right. Well.
So this is both a disadvantage for you two.
Wait, what are we rolling? Sorry.
Con saves your shots. All
right, cool.
Disadvantage. I dropped a crit 20 was the first one I rolled, and then I rolled a 16. So that is still a 19.
My lowest is an 18 all in.
It oddly wakes up the pair of you. It seems to kill the hangover.
Am I rolling normally now?
You're both rolling normally now.
Alright, cool.
Hair of the dog. Hair of the dog.
You know, I'm going to do my best to remember that.
Alright, well, I suppose we should... I guess we took a job. And now we're trapped here. Damien! Yeah, you're awake. Good to see you. Sorry for calling you a figment of my imagination yesterday.
Ain't the weirdest thing that's happened to me.
I rather think you wish I was a figment of your imagination.
Yes, I do wish you were. At least then it would explain why you were so a stick in the mud. But, Alec, as it were, I guess we must work together.
Yep, we'll find our way through.
It's our worst thing, of course, Oprah. There's not enough nice people in the world nowadays.
I mean, spending more time with you, pirate boy, is probably not on my list of fun things.
I am a delight.
I really don't care.
Well, in any case, where do we start?
I'd rather gather the thing as we brought him, we wait for him to show up rather than seeking him out, because otherwise he would have given us some clear indication of where to go.
Barkeep, did Mr. Dagon leave any instructions of where we should meet him for this job?
No, but his mansion is left side of town. It's just past the brothel and the bathhouse. Can't miss it. Biggest house in the
world. Thank you kindly.
Part of the Folkland. Okay.
There's your answer. His mansion.
Does he have an alias of Hefner?
No, I know of, no.
Okay, I leave.
No.
Let's go.
Well, this is how hard that was. Really honest.
You walk out, and the idea of daytime here is the sun just sitting on the edge of the horizon, and it's still, apart from an orange line of where the sunlight is protruding, it's still a night sky out. It's fairly busy this time of day around the market. There's a lot of people, a lot of half-deads like the barmaid, a few skeletons, mostly normal people though. There's also a lot of capybaras running around, and bats seem to have replaced the birds. It's a bit odd here, but oddly, like, nice. Like, as you look around at the buildings, the cobblestone walkways, this whole place looks like it's from a elven fairy tale.
It rather reminds me of stories I heard of ancient religions. A place called Elysium. It's a place of the undead, or a land of the dead. Because it doesn't seem like winter, it doesn't seem like we're far north where it's hardly daylight during the winter months. So it's rather intriguing, this place.
Still full of wankers.
Aren't most fairy tales?
That is valid.
I guess so. What worries me is that if you're right, Alec, then
you may have entered the underworld.
Yes. Without that,
if I haven't gone to the underworld the first three times I've died, I'm not going this time.
Three times you've died?
Yeah.
That's a rather impressive feat.
Throat cut, squashed by an earthquake, and explosion.
Wow.
So, you know, just a friendly reminder to you, pirate boy. So they can't kill me, what can you do?
So you're immortal, in other words.
My rage keeps me going.
Okay, so coffee and sarcasm aside, good. I remember to avoid pissing you off any further.
Well, she can ruin your life forever.
Yes, he can.
Right. Time of this, I really do miss a lie.
Everybody misses somebody.
Who's a lie?
Is that your ex-wife?
No. Alive the woman I shocked at.
Oh, yeah.
The one that's dating your ex-wife.
Yes, but Alive is a fantastic first mate.
I thought this was a fever dream.
Honestly, I see where you're coming from. Soap opera?
Okay, one at a time, please.
Yes. Yes, it is. Every time he speaks, it's a soap opera, honestly. Last time he got in an argument with this very nice assassin guy and ended up getting shoved down the stairs.
I mean, is it any wonder your ex-wife left you if she's with a woman now?
I didn't think I left her.
Jeez. Yes, of course.
That's what they all say. I left her. It was a mutual dumping.
Look, let me just check something before I say what I'm going to say out loud again.
You don't have the notes.
Oh.
So you drove your ex-wife into arms of another lady. Is that what you were saying?
You drove your ex-wife into women.
not in so many words.
No, that would indicate a less than suitable experience with you.
Not in so many words.
That's just going to take slight pity on Reed at this point and pat him on the shoulder. Like, well, in that case, there's nothing you could have done, bud.
Just as we're walking to the mansion. This whole conversation.
Pass the brothel.
Yeah. Pass the brothel, yeah.
Can I peek in the window because I'm nosy?
I don't know. New wife, I'm fine, thank you very much.
I'm sure of enough funding, we could find someone.
What do you mean enough funding?
Then again, men at sea do find, you know, comfort in each other's arms.
It's a known fact, or so they say.
Maybe it's a marriage of convenience, perhaps.
It's not a marriage of convenience.
Halloween episode is just us discussing Reed's marriage.
I'm not sure about him happy or pissed off.
He's like,
brilliant.
Anyway, as we pass the brothel, I'm going to peek into our window because I'm nosy.
There's boobies. That's the best description.
That checks out.
Just want it on record, I'm the youngest here, and that's what Alex went with.
You just pop your head through, you just look through the window, just, well, you know how it works.
Insert image.
Yes, Alex, I'm aware of what breasts are.
I look down every day and there they are.
Damn.
That's what those are.
Damn, they're huge.
A mood.
Terry.
Brothel's just called the cannons.
Terry. Yeah. It's called the cannons now.
Basketballs.
Maybe if you are the package.
I heard my name.
For context, our character, you start the next episode with inspiration point. It actually doesn't carry over in my campaign anymore, but you are starting with it.
Get on. Oh, sweet. Inspiration while I chill in the fountain.
Whilst I'm not in existence.
Wrong campaign. Put that in my notes. Campaign.
You got me all these things,
But I believe we better carry on to this mansion, I guess, eh?
Yes.
Yes, let's go before I get chest envy.
Astra, stop looking at boobies.
Sorry.
Last time anyone in my adventuring party went near a strip club, they ended up doing a drag performance.
Really now?
Yes, it was. I didn't see it in person because I didn't go in, but the images were unique.
That sounds marvelous.
And he did a dead drop and like almost broke his knees.
Always good to release one's inner desires. And
sounds ridiculous! Fun. What on earth would possess him to do that?
It's best that you didn't see that in person then.
I mean, it's funnier when you realise he was a cleric.
And his god was definitely watching.
His god was judging. He's dead now. Maybe the god got revenge.
Well, if... Well, so he's dead now. Does that mean he died when you died last time?
Oh, he died. We all died on the third. On my third death.
Slightly crude question. What death was your favourite?
Okay, Alec. Questions you should never ask someone who's died three times.
I'm just wondering what would be a preferable way to go out of the three options that you've experienced.
It's into the brick, I suppose.
Honestly, probably the first one, because I got to spit in the face of my torturer right before he cut my throat. So.
You went out with some defiance and swagger.
I went out with ruining his fucking plans, so.
That's always a good way to go, I dare say.
I suppose if you got to go out, if you go out on your own terms.
Got to go out, spit in some wanker's face.
I'll remember that. I'm learning a lot from this.
Nearly 2 hours in, still not at Edward's mansion.
We still haven't reached a fucking mansion!
So it's going to turn into a two-part recording.
It's probably... No, not two-part recording.
We don't have the time frame for a two-part, so let's continue. So, as you walk past the booby house and the bathhouse. You eventually get up to this big gated mansion. The gates are open, and it's rather inviting. And you're guessing it's Mr. Dagon's home because, as said by the lovely bar lady, it's the biggest house in the area.
Is there a bell on the front gate or not?
Well, the gates are open, so I'm guessing.
Yeah, I know, but there's a walk, that's all.
No, there's no bells or anything.
Okay.
I'm sorry that you're only 3 feet tall. The rest of us don't mind walking up a normal path to get to a mansion.
Would let me drag you again.
Also, he's our employer. You go to him, he doesn't come to you.
That's fair, absolutely fair. Drag me again.
You like to get reassembled in a well again.
Wait, what?
Oh, when he got exploded for insulting Mr. Dagon, he got reassembled in a well, and basically no one except the nice member of our party decided to go rescue him. I just left.
Fair enough.
That's what you do, isn't it? Just leave, isn't it? That's what you do, just leave.
Anyway, you're not captain here. You got to do the walk-in.
I'm going to go and knock on the door because I think it's
halfling.
Time we see this Dagon and see what we're up against.
Damien?
The fuck did you just say?
Nothing.
Say it again. Look me in the eye and say it again, you little shit.
This one, Alex walked up to the front door and starts knocking on the door.
Oprah's just watching this. He's standing there just popcorn. Enjoying it. Yep, basically, popped a ration out of my pack and I'm just slowly eating it. Like, I swear this is a fucking soap opera. I'm still dreaming.
Oberyn, as you pull out the pack, you do find a little note left in your bag.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, it says, I'm free every Tuesday and Wednesday. Sadie, your barkeep with a winky face.
Sadie, I never got her name. Good to know.
Now you can take her out and wine her and dine her.
Astra, I honestly hope I never, ever see this place again after whatever we have going on happens.
We'll quickly go back to Damien and Reed's standoff as this conversation comes to an end. And you the camera goes back to Damien and Reed.
Do you have something to say?
No.
Are you just a coward that says shit behind people's backs? Is that how you lead your crew, Mr. Captain?
No, I fight happily alongside my crew.
What, and then the moment they turn away, you talk shit about them?
No, usually a lie hits me.
Sounds like a wise woman.
I have grown rather fond of a lie, yes.
Let me put it this way. You seem to have grown fonder and slightly better a person since I last saw you. I have gone the opposite direction.
Right.
And I activate Shadow Hands and I just kind of grab him by the collar. Talk shit about me again, and I don't care what use Mr. Dagon has for you. I will eviscerate you. Got it?
Yes! Yes!
Oh yeah, make a wisdom save as well.
I can't. Well, I'm role playing. Hang on.
actually,
you don't have to roll.
I have to role play. It's the whole point.
That's the rules.
Wisdom, if I can.
Wisdom save, yeah.
It's a flat 13.
15, sorry. So you take 2d4 necrotic damage and are frightened of me. So it's only 4 necrotic damage.
I'm always frightened of you anyway, don't worry about
now that. You're frightened of me. Like, actually frightened of me.
Right, the hell.
I just drop you to the floor.
How long for?
Not long. It's basically just, it's an instantaneous combat thing, so you basically just have to run away from me and then you're okay.
I run away and hide.
Fucking coward.
Yeah, you made me frightened.
Yeah, I literally summoned the power of the grave to wrap around my hands and your neck and then let go.
That would frighten anybody.
Reed, as you bolt for it, you don't even care and you jump straight into a bush of a really expensive looking set of flowers, crushing the majority of them as you land in it and just disappear.
What a peculiar captain.
Shall we go in?
Sounds like a plan.
Demi sees
has anyone
watching.
Listened to your knocking yet?
I'm not sure. Well, I can hear. I think I can hear something inside the house, but I'm sure on the doorstep after my knocking.
You knock again.
Spine.
You knock again, and the door just both doors just swing open, revealing a beautiful hallway, and two staircases going up either side.
If anyone's interested, guys, the doors are open. Let's go and face our employer, as it were.
Is he gone?
Can we just leave him outside?
Probably best at this time. Don't worry, little man. We'll report to you what we must do. You can stay out here, wherever you may be. And over it, I'll walk through the doors.
But we'll just say for the benefit of the day, as you start to walk in the doors, the magic starts to fade from Reed. So you're no longer frightened.
Reed then, Assassin's Creed his way into the house.
You duck down.
I did parkour his way right across to make sure you get in fast as you can.
What are you parkouring off?
Anything in the way, just going add the bird flies.
Yeah, as you walk in, the doors just slowly close behind you and lock with a loud, like, as the doors shut behind you.
That's not a municipal door, is it?
Doors that close themselves never go well.
We need to just wait for Miss Minutes to turn up.
Is there a staircase up to an office again?
Yeah, there's two different staircases outside of the wall that lead up onto a balcony.
Up we go.
You know, as Damien starts walking up the stairs, it's just the loud echo you get in a really tiled and, like, stone-built place.
Oh, just like home.
It's fancy as fuck.
You really could do some more soft furnishings to quiet the echo off in here, I think.
Yes, but then that takes away from the class a bit all.
Astra gets it.
Damien, you get to the top of the stairs and there's, there's a doorway in front of you at the end of the balcony, or there's, balcony? Yeah, balcony. And there's two doors either side of you down the corridors.
I'm assuming he's in the fancy door, so knock on the balcony one.
Yeah, as you do that, the door just opens by itself.
That's where I would have joined Damien at the top of the stairs, following him up.
Reed would cautiously come up, so you know, not terribly afraid of Damien, he is afraid of Damien.
Couldn't have sent someone for us, like, just to make us walk all this way and through all these open doors.
Do you want him to obliterate your world?
You know, in some ways, if he did, it might save a lot of people a lot of heartache. But you know, that is a very existential crisis that I'm not here for, okay? Just, I guess we're here to do a job.
Oi, Dagon, you here?
There's no answer at first. And then as you just blink, he's there at his desk. Took you all long enough.
Sorry, we got talking. You know how it gets.
I would say it's nice to see you again, but it's not.
And this is why I exactly brought you back. Because you get the shit done and you just... You have such a good mindset. I love it.
Do you have to bring that one? I pointed the little shit.
Alex, before we get any further, does Reed remember seeing him in the Fear's office?
Mm-hmm.
Why were you in Fear's office?
Well, I was dealing with one of my packs.
So... Are you saying that you were actually trying to destroy my world?
No. I deal with different situations in all kinds of places. I mean, Queen Fear is obviously not aware that her pact is with me. Her pact is with a big monstrosity, as far as she knows. But I can take whatever form I want. Obviously, this form suits me the most, as it's most elegant. But situations you're dealing with. If I want to destroy a world, you wouldn't know about it because you'd be dead.
I'm guessing that I won't remember it when I go back to my world, because I didn't remember you when I saw you the last time in Fia's office.
We'll see how well the job goes.
But if you can help in the war against that evil alliance, I would appreciate it.
Oh, I don't intend to help with the war. I find entertainment in... If I feel like helping, I will. If I feel like destroying, I will. Just... When you live forever, you just gotta find things to keep you busy, basically. That's all that is.
Sounds absolutely fascinating. I'm still on the rise of I've been brought here. So I have no quarrel or no knowledge of you. So...
Yeah, he's too nice. Why is he here?
Damien, I was impressed with his work last time, and the fact he was able to use my cane without it destroying him. And Reed, despite no one being interested in you, you were fairly useful.
As a meat shield.
While I liked the other two, the Dragonborn was a bit quiet for my liking, and the Tiefling had too much mouth.
More so, mouth than me? That's a miracle.
Explain why me, though.
You three, your trial runs, effectively. New sheep. We'll see how this goes.
Might I inquire as to why us specifically?
I don't know. I just grab whoever I feel. I just reach for a world, pull someone through. I don't really pick and choose. I just grab the first person I see.
So you could end up with an elderly granny, realistically.
But once I have you here, I can call you back whenever I want.
So as well,
could you have picked a better time?
Is there ever a good time?
Oh, I was about to be in a fight, so...
Well, time's irrelevant here, so I tend to be a bit... Nah, I don't really care what you're up to. I don't really care if you die once you leave here. It's not my problem. So, the job. The job is fairly simple. Allow me to explain. Obviously, Reed and Damien, you were in a different place last time. It's still Barvis. This is the underworld of many underworlds, really. It connects to all kinds of different places. The Nine Hells, Old Farm, wherever you want to go, you can get there through here.
So the descriptions that I've heard are true of the underworld. Is the town based around the legacy of Elysium, like is it the city or the Isle of the Blessed?
I have no idea. I made this one.
Okay.
You see, in Barbus, different demons rule. I rule this specific plane, which I made in my own image. The previous plane you and Damien went to, Reed, was a friend's. But now that friend is not needed anymore. You see, I intend to take over all these realms of Barbus specifically, and I think the Baron is aware of this, so I need him gone. While I was busy dealing with one of my packs, they came into my home and took a few things. Precious things. Mainly artifacts, but one specific thing that's precious to me. He points to a cabinet on the left-hand wall, and you see little glass figurines no more than an inch tall. There's like a white transparent glass figure, Reed, which you can instantly tell is Queen Fia. And there's a couple others, a dark elf, a tiefling, there's other ones on there. And then there's one missing specifically. That looks like it should be there. They stole that glass figurine from that pact, and that one is little more than a pact to me. And I would like that figurine back. I don't care about the other artifacts. So my intent is to send you to the Baron's Plain of Barbus. You can collect my figurine of the pact and kill him. I would do it myself, but then the other demons that rule the realms would realize just how strong I am in. Well, then I would have a lot more to deal with when the time comes. If I send you a lot, then who knows what they would think.
Are we being sent to get a little figurine?
We're being sent antique hunting, are we? Okay.
And to kill a Lord of Hell. I think you missed that bit.
Now, the Baron's fairly weak. Strong, but weak. In the terms
of... Are we talking the same level as the Guardian of the Cane last time? Because that fucker didn't die till I blasted him with the cane.
That, specifically, is one of the most powerful individuals in this world. You wouldn't have killed him without the cane.
Speaking of this cane thing that Damien used a lot of time, can Damien take that with him now? Maybe faster, get it dropped up faster for you?
Maybe next time, as the cane just appears in his hand. I treasure this. I placed this in a house last time as a trial run, effectively, for you lot. And you were able to get it back, so that's why you lot were worthy for the job.
Was the cane supposed to basically destroy me?
No, not everyone. I made the cane milder for you.
Like lemon and herb.
Yeah, it's lemon and herb.
Lemon and herb, Nando's.
Not buffalo, lemon and herb.
Nando's. Is that like that word that I heard that the people used to call just London?
Doesn't ring a bell.
We'll visit this Just Nando's at some point, but for now,
Just Nando's, Just London.
Alex, next time we do a one shot, you'll get your song of inspiration.
Thank you.
Or you're dead, either or.
For now, you have a job to do. Will you accept? I will give you the option, and if you don't do it, I will send you to the bottom layer of the Nine Hells. Simple as that.
This sounds like a rather rated decision. I think there's only one clear way we can go, which would be to have to accept. What happens if we are successful? Do we return to where we were, or...?
Yes, I will return you to your realms.
Oh, yay.
I might even give you a gift. Who knows?
You know I'm down for murder, so why the fuck not?
The Baron needs to die, but most importantly, I want my figurine returned.
Do you know where we like to find this figurine?
No idea. He has a big house. Not as nice as this. It's more of a dungeon, effectively.
So we just have to find his house rather than...
I'll send you to the outside of it. It won't be that hard.
He's
throwing a party this evening that I'm going to be sending you, so you could either sneak around in the party, join the party, you could sneak in before the party. I don't care. Just find the statue, don't break it, and kill the Baron. You can let him know that I sent you. I don't care. He's going to be dead anyway.
I think a few people here like a party, so I think we'd have the party at the very least.
I do think you'll be right on that one, yes.
What about the drunkards?
With just a lazy wave of his hand, Astra and Oberyn, you feel completely, like, normal again. Oh, the hangover is just gone.
Well, that's ruined all the fun.
Well, you're not here to have fun. Work is not fun.
We obviously aren't really... This isn't a true choice, so whatever. Yes, we'll go kill whoever you say. I honestly, at this point, fine. The killing doesn't need to stop.
Excellent. Is that a preview?
Battle.
Do you have any further questions?
Not that I can think of.
Let's do this.
If you bring me back again, at least wait till I'm not in a life or death situation. Which I know is hard, but like, come on.
Can't see in all the realms.
Skeptical look.
And with a snap of his finger, your vision goes to black. and you appear around the same campfire that, well, Damien and Reed realize this in an instant, but you appear around the same campfire in the dead dark forest that you did from the first Halloween special.
Oh, great.
Getting deja vu.
Strange, because I'm not. So it's obviously somewhere you two visited on a previous visit.
Yes, this is where we started last time.
That is indeed the definition of deja vu.
Right.
Well, either way, chaps, you seem to know your way around this place.
Yes, obviously you two have already been to this mansion that we are going to, so please lead on so that we can be done with this task.
Would it be the same mansion?
This is where we started last time. We didn't go to the same mansion, I don't believe.
We must know places we can go to inquire.
Maybe.
Let's just walk till we find
a skeleton walking a dog.
Yeah, if we see someone walking a dog, we know in the right place.
You say you were in a mansion in this space before. I can only imagine that it's probably the same mansion as the mansion was the head of the other part of the dimension of Barbos that we were just in. These lords seem to be very vain.
Yes, but the mansion we were in last time was belonged to like a governess style woman. Not this baron.
He was going to send us to the right place though, didn't he? So it must be around here somewhere.
Let's just... Julius. Send Julius up and look through his eyes because...
As he appears on your shoulder.
Goes up.
He flies up, and as you look through his eyes, you can see the small town from last time, and you can see the derelict mansion. But if you look over to the far left-hand side, you do see a really nice dark mansion in the corner on a hill that is obviously hidden from the forest and the tree line from down on the ground.
Comes back to myself, stops having pitch black eyes of Satan. We're going that way. There's a big fancy dark mansion on the hill. I'm lost.
You do hear Dagon's voice in your head suddenly, all of you. I am watching you, by the way. And you just feel the presence of something. And as you look behind you, there is a capybara from the other realm just sat behind you lot, staring like dead at you guys.
Do you want a lift, or can we fuck off?
It just stands up and starts to follow you lot.
Alright. Where's a manticore when you need one?
Can you lot make me nature checks? Nature is probably the wrong one, but you're in a forest, so why not? Actually, survival.
Is it my preferred terrain?
But we'll call this a nature check.
Nature? That is a 22.
15 plus 2 is 17.
22 is tied for intelligence.
I'm a druid.
1 plus 2. So I have 19 for my nature check.
And Reed?
15.
Okay, you're all fine. You do hear creaks as these dead trees do try to grab you at some point, as like branches seem to just like lower down and try to grab you, but you're all like hasty enough to walk straight past them. They're slow trees.
Hey, branches to yourself.
The tree hands go back up as you say this.
Sorry, madam.
Until you eventually reach the mansion. With the party finally at the mansion, will they successfully find the statue? And will they be able to defeat the Baron? Find out next time.
This podcast was brought to you by me, Alex, in conjunction with Visionaries Global Media and Matatak Productions.